Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Tuesday, March 17th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and we have prepared this message on a beautiful Tuesday, spring-like morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where we live. Today's message is titled, How Much More? The scripture text is from Luke 11:11-13, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
Lancaster County, where we live, is one of the most prolific agricultural producing counties in the country. An egg farmer once shared with me that farms in Lancaster County produce 89 eggs every second. Well, that's nearly 3 billion a year.
About a mile from our home is the largest single-layer house in North America, with 450,000 hens a-laying. Among the challenges for the farmers is getting rid of the waste products, since there are strict regulations of how much nitrogen can fill the soil. Periodically, one of the, quote, blessings, end quote, of country life is the aroma that fills the country air as they spread this manure on the farm fields in our neighborhood, especially during picnic season.
Well, it just seems like it's picnic season. Almost anybody's probably going to be affected, because it will take in a pretty large area.
But it does change your picnic.
It does change your picnic if it's being spread when you're outside. Well, I sure don't want to think about that when I'm enjoying fresh eggs at breakfast. Our opening illustration brings to mind a statement made by our Lord. Eggs have been a part of the human diet for thousands of years, and in today's passage, Jesus is illustrating the loving care of the Heavenly Father by using an earthly father's concern in providing for the needs of his children. Well, a steer enjoys eggs for breakfast, and I'm sure not going to give her a scorpion when she asks for an egg. But actually, since she's 20 years old now, I'm more likely to ask her for an egg, since she makes a pretty consistent egg, sunny side up.
Our Lord's illustration presumes the caring relationship he has ordained that parents are to have for their children. The statement, I quote, "If you then, though you are evil," end quote, intrigues me. I understand this to be in a comparative sense, as Jesus shows us the caring heart of his Father. He contrasts our sinful and error-prone nature with our holy and perfect God. We never have to question God's motives when he is at work on our behalf. Though it may take time or hindsight and an earnest study of the scriptures to understand his ways in some situations.
But it saddens us today to consider how many in our world have not had caring earthly parents. This is especially evident with absentee or abusive fathers, and to a lesser degree, mothers as well. There are many raised in homes with truly evil parents who give little attention to their children's well-being, but instead feed upon their own destructive addictions or selfish ambitions. And undoubtedly, some of our listeners can identify with having been raised by these kinds of parents.
Well, I pray that you are allowing God to heal your lingering memories if you're one of those children, as he reveals his tender mercies to you each day. I'm so glad that as believers, we have the power to break those bad patterns instead of repeating them. Our model of parenting should be based on biblical principles, rather than making excuses based on the old adage, "Well, that's the way I was raised." As historians often quote, "Those who don't learn from the past are doomed to repeat the past." Well, we digress a little on this point, but feel it's also a very important underlying message as well for all godly parents.
Well, one small portion of the text is especially encouraging today, and it's the basis of the title. I want to bring this message to an end with this perspective. These powerful words bless and strengthen the child of God, and these words are true whether or not you've had a loving, caring, earthly father. If you are or were blessed to have an earthly father who gives personal attention to your earnest request, the portion that I highlight is, how much more will your Father in heaven? Well, praise God for Jesus' comparative illustration that gives us boundless hope for those requests dear to our hearts as we go to Him in earnest prayer. The most important gift that our Father could ever give to us is the Holy Spirit, whom He promised to give all believers after His death, resurrection, and His return to heaven, as mentioned in John 15, verse 26. Indeed, our Father ever loves and cares for His own.
Let's pray together. Father, help us to give good gifts to our children, just as You give good gifts to us. Gifts of teaching, example, and reinforcing consequence that will help shape our children into being caring, giving adults who live responsible lives. Children that will care for us in our needy years, even as we cared for them when they were helpless. Help us to give them personal attention and contribute to their feelings of worth and value. You are our supreme model for giving good gifts to our children, even as You give gifts to us that last for a lifetime here on earth, and many gifts that will be transported with us in heaven. Help us to do the same with our children. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Brooksine has written a special footnote based upon her past that I feel a number of our listeners may find interesting. It will make the message a little longer than is her pattern, but I'm going to ask her to go ahead and share it right now.
Well, this is a footnote to the paragraph we shared about breaking bad patterns from our childhood. And I've thanked God repeatedly over the years for my mother, who came from an abusive home where her father was an alcoholic and a vile man. Excuse me. I learned that he came from a family with a father who was also an alcoholic and abusive. Also, my grandfather's brothers were alcoholics and abusive. I really never met this family because of the past situation. How tragic that two generations that I know of were doomed to repeat a terribly destructive lifestyle. And I never met my grandfather personally because he spent about 20 years in the state penitentiary before his death. My mother, along with all her siblings, though many of them are not believers, broke the chain of alcoholism and chose not to have it in their homes. This was very much the proper response, I feel, since we've learned in recent years that when there is alcoholism in the family line, we cannot know ahead of time which family member may be predisposed to not being able to stop with one drink. In fact, one cousin recently broke from this pattern in about the last, I guess it was about 4 years ago, and she has become an alcoholic. She's lost her husband, her children, and she spent time in jail a number of times because of her DUIs as a result of her inability to break the pattern.
What a story. Thanks, Brooksine, for sharing that. Well, this is our message for Tuesday, March 17th, 2009. We are not Irish, either one of us, although I think Brooksine has a little bit of blood on her father's side. This is, of course, St. Patrick's Day, and I don't think you're wearing green. I'm not wearing green.
Too.
So I guess you are. So I guess
yes. You
can pinch me. We were recalling some of our childhood antics, and it seemed like we would pinch somebody on St. Patrick's Day that didn't wear green. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have a couple of suggested songs of the day, and one of them is a wonderful video choir version of the great hymn, I Must Tell Jesus, which came to mind, by the way, because of the concluding line in our message, He ever loves and cares for His own. Also have an audio up of a reading and hymn story background written and shared by Brooksine, and she's accompanied by our friends Amber Martin on the keyboards and Lauren Gingrich on the viola. Well, they have a photo of a beautiful Lancaster County farm today. It is not the farm. It is, interestingly, about a mile in another direction from the farm that has that biggest single-layer house, if you care to look at her site today. Well, be blessed and continue to be encouraged.